are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, today we're going to tell you how to save money on your taxes with your medical tax deductions. Every year around this time of year, we review with you guys your medical tax deductions. There's a lot of things you guys didn't realize that you could actually deduct and list and itemize. So we need to review that with you. We're also finding that there's a shortage of IV saline, causing hospitals and dialysis centers to scramble. One of their most commonly, I mean, this is something that frequently is used. I mean, in ERs, you can't live without having saline and normal saline, and you need to mix medications in the saline bags, etc. So we have a shortage of it. I know some of you are thinking, well, just go get some salt water, but it's a little bit more complicated than that. Right. Then we need to talk about caffeine dependence. A lot of us are becoming more and more dependent on caffeine as we're going to start seeing more and more caffeinated products come on the market. How to see if you are caffeine dependent. Then they think that there could be a bacterial toxin that may trigger multiple sclerosis. Some people have no idea why their loved ones came down with this central nervous system disease, which causes paralysis, vision problems. We really don't have a cure. We have ways to manage it, but it's extremely debilitating. They think maybe it could be a toxin in bacteria we need to talk about. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got home late from work last night, so the State of the Union, the SOTU speech, it's so funny. For some reason, I thought I had just tuned in, and then all of a sudden, he said something eloquent, like, he did. I got to give President Obama credit for this one. He said something like, keep your feet firmly on the ground and your eyes looking forward. I don't know. It was actually a very, very beautiful sentence. And I'm like, well, wait a second. That was pretty eloquent. You know, so whoever his speech writer was, kudos for that one. I apologize if I can't do it justice. And then all of a sudden he said, thank you. And everybody clapped. And I'm like, wow, that was short. And then you hear Fox News, CNN say, oh, that was like an hour and 18 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess I missed most of it. All right. For those of you that kind of need some highlights, and from what I understand, he didn't speak a lot about healthcare. All right. In terms of healthcare, if he was being politically savvy, okay, I could see why he probably doesn't want to bring too much attention to the big debacle that's going on. From what we understand, there's now a March 31 deadline, which is something that has been extended over time. And now it's a March 31 deadline, and he encouraged Americans to sign up through the new exchanges, and he urged Republicans to give up attempts to repeal Obamacare. Yeah, of course he did. This is being reported by Boston.com. The minimum wage was a big headline. Apparently, he wants to raise minimum wage pay to federal contractors to $10.10. He called for Congress to increase the federal minimum wage for all workers to $10.10. All right. Last year, he wanted minimum wage up to $9 by the end of 2015, but that didn't happen. Now, retirement security. This is interesting. He wants to create a new savings account program to help people start saving for retirement. Okay, it's called the MyRA. He wants the Treasury to create a bond called MyRA that could be offered through employers as a starter retirement account. All right, you know, we need to one day talk about retirement accounts. I was given one when I was in residency. Most of my jobs were either part-time or per diem. So the first time I ever had benefits and a full-time job was actually when I was a resident. And then, of course, when I went into my own office, boom, you know, I lost all that and I had to, you know, scramble and figure it out for myself. But they did. They started a retirement account. The money that was in the retirement account when I graduated is actually less now. And I know that's my fault because I don't know what to do with mutual funds and, you know, financial planners kind of confuse me. I know financial planners out there are very, very helpful, but what I don't understand is if they're really that good with money, why do they have to work with somebody like me and put up with somebody like me? I mean, if they know how to financially plan and make money, you would think they could retire. So I mean, I'm sure financial planners probably, you know, can be wealthy, but I just don't see why they would put up working, you know, with us if they could be off in the Cayman Islands or Hawaii or doing whatever. And so, I love the idea of all of us starting to make a retirement account. I think that's great. But are they going to mandate employers to put money into everybody's retirement account? And then are we going to be dealing with more unemployment? I mean, how much can the employers do if they have to pay for health care and they have to pay for retirement accounts? We're not going to see a lot of employers or employees. All right, immigration. He talked about that. Renewing a call for Congress to pass a comprehensive immigration overhaul. Climate and energy. He wants to emission limits and fuel efficiency standards for trucks. Cut some red tape. Taxes. All right, he wants to expand the earned income tax credit. He says apparently this is supposed to boost the wages of low-income families through tax refunds. All right, again, I'm not an economist, so I'm not going to go into this. And they also want to overhaul the tax code. Again, healthcare, not much that was discussed on that. Just wanting people to enroll. Education, he wants to bring high-speed broadband in the next 2 years to connect 15,000 schools and 20 million students. I mean, I get it. You know, the kids have to have internet, you know. They can then load up the extra lives on their Candy Crush. I get that. You know, I got to tell you, I can't believe I had to do what I had to do through school prior to the internet. My kids have it so easy. Anytime they want to do a report, whether it's on Napoleon Bonaparte or President McKinley and the assassination, all they have to do is Google it. I had to wait till my mom could drive me to a library and figure out how to navigate a library. Now all you have to do is Google. Gosh, they have it easy. All right. Men, you know, jobs, Afghanistan, et cetera. But you know what? An interesting tidbit is apparently there is a quote-unquote mystery politician. It's called the State of the Union Survivor that stays behind to run the government in case something happens. I just got to quickly talk to you about that, and then we're going to get into taxes. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. All right, before we get our pens and papers out and our counters had and our calculator, I just quickly had to tell you guys this. Apparently, whenever they do the State of the Union, there's a quote-unquote survivor that ever since the Cold War, it's somebody in the government that is supposed to remain in a protected location just in case anything happens to everybody, God forbid, in the State of the Union, you know, in Capitol Hill when the speech is given. Because you know how you rarely see the president and the vice president together? They rarely travel together, etc. All right, so since the 1950s, there were quote-unquote official survivors, and I guess it's been revealed that Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz was the one that got to be kind of, you know, put in a very private place, right, and protected under guard while the State of the Union was occurring. A lot of times they use the agriculture or interior secretaries, all right, and I mean, hopefully these people, you know, don't sit there and go, oh, I could be president, please something happen. I hope they don't do that, all right? But I guess this has been happening back since the 1950s, and I guess people didn't really realize this was going on until the Reagan years, and then they really took it seriously after September 11th. And so you know, I actually have a list of all the people that got to be the, I don't really recognize a lot of the names. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu last year, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. All right, so thank God nothing's ever happened during the State of the Union, but it's kind of interesting that they actually have, you know, that, where they decide to pick somebody who is important enough, right, to be able to lead the country, but not important enough where it doesn't matter if they're not there at the State of the Union, right? Because you got the Supreme Court justices, you got all the members of Congress, right? So, just really quickly, I want to review this. What is the line of succession if, God forbid, something happened, all right, to anybody in the administration? Okay, well, we all know, right, you got the president, then you got Joe Biden, vice president, then you got John Boehner, Speaker of the House, and this is interesting. This is being, this is from Mail Online. And they list the order of succession that's basically provided by our Constitution. Number three, I always thought was Secretary of State. It's actually the President Pro Tempore of the Senate, Patrick Leahy, would be third in succession after John Boehner. Then John Kerry, Secretary of State. Then Jacob Lew, Secretary of the Treasury. Then Chuck Hagel, Secretary of Defense. Eric Holder, Attorney General. Then comes the Secretary of the Interior. Now, this is interesting. You got the Secretary of the Interior, then you got the Secretary of Agriculture, then Secretary of Commerce, and Secretary of Labor. So the Interior, because they're more on the inside, probably get to be higher up. Kathleen Sebelius is all the way at number 12. That's Secretary of Health and Human Services. I don't know where Surgeon General would be. Then comes Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Sean Donovan. Then comes the Transportation Secretary, then Ernest Moniz is 15 in line. He's the Secretary of Energy. He was the one that was protected during the State of the Union. Is that cool? Then you got the Secretary of Education, Secretary of Veteran Affairs, and Jay Johnson, Secretary of Homeland Security, in number 18. So long list of succession. I just think it's Oh, that's interesting. Brad thinks it could also be when the position was established. If we didn't have a, let's say, Department of the Inner, like, you know how we have all these czars now, right? We have the drug czar, we have the internet czar. You're right. Probably the Constitution wouldn't have had that, right? And that would have been, yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, see, Brad's poli-sci grad, so thank you. Good, good, good. Okay, now let's move on to accounting. I know. Am I putting you guys to sleep between the State of the Union and this? Now let's go to accounting. Now, here's the thing. This is extremely important because many of you have had to spend buku bucks on healthcare expenses, and a lot of you don't realize that many of these could be deducted. And I mean, even if some of you use an accountant, I've noticed, even when I've had accountants in the past, I would bring things up and they would say, oh, that's a good idea, just like your doctor. You know, I'm not going to lie. People would say, you know, do you want to maybe check my adrenals? Right? And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. I'll check your adrenal glands. So you may want to, even if you have an accountant, bring some of these things up. Now, remember they changed the percent of your adjusted gross income that you have to meet until you could start deducting? All right. Well, that hasn't changed in the last year, but after December 31st, 2012, you could deduct only the amount by which your total medical expenses exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. So if you make $60,000 a year, if your medical expenses exceed $6,000, you could start deducting after that. Or if you or your spouse is older than 65 or older, there's a temporary exemption of a 7.5% rather than 10%, 7.5%. Once you hit that level of your income then, in medical expenses, then you could start deducting. Apparently, there's this exemption from January 1st, 2013 to December 31st, 2016, if you're 65 or older and your spouse is. Of course, I think you have to use Form 1040 Schedule A, and I'm getting my information from the IRS. I know, but that's where it is. Okay? Of course, the publication 502 is usually what I read from when I give you guys this information, and it's actually very easy to read. It doesn't go into a whole bunch of mumble jumble like you would think the way, you know, tax codes are written. This is pretty easy to read, so I like the publication 502, and it reviews medical and dental expenses. Remember, there's some dental expenses that you could write off. Okay, so, for example, if you have to pay the doctor, the dentist, the surgeon, chiropractor, psychiatrist, psychologist, even some non-traditional medical practitioners. There may be ways like acupuncture that gets paid. They say they could pay, you could deduct your acupuncture treatments if you use it for alcohol or drug addiction. Or, I'm sorry, acupuncture treatments are able to be used and not just specifically for certain diseases. Inpatient for alcohol and drug addiction. I apologize, that was a reading goof. Who just got out of rehab? One of our stars just got out of rehab. Tax deductible people. All right. A weight loss program. If you're in a weight loss program for a specific disease or diseases, including obesity, boom, that could pay. That could also be deductible. Payments for diet food items. Now, double check this with your accountant. But how I'm reading this, if you're buying Medifast, Nutrisystem, etc., those could be deductible. All right. Any of your prescription drugs, save your receipts. Those could be deductibles. Let's say you want to go to a medical conference on obesity or diabetes. You can actually deduct the ticket price for admission and your transportation. I don't think you could deduct the room, you know, the hotel or the food. Okay, let's say you have contact lenses, hearing aids, crutches, wheelchairs, eyeglasses, reading glasses. You know how many of us need reading glasses now? I know some of you are like, Di, you could get reading glasses for $5. This all adds up. Okay, we're talking about if you, let's say, make $50,000 a year, after $5,000 of expenses. So let's say you had a surgery. Say, God forbid, you broke a leg. You had a $5,000 deductible. That went to the hospital. All those extra things. These are things you add up. They say if you need a guide dog for being blind or deaf, that works. Now, let's say you need to go to the doctor. And you took a taxi, a bus, a train, of course, ambulance, gas, oil. And remember I told you could even deduct mileage? We talked about that a couple years ago. These are things you need to add up. Your mileage to and from the doctor. If you have to go to dialysis, okay, write down the miles. Okay, so let's kind of review really quickly some of these other expenses. Okay, breast pumps and supplies. All right, for those of you that have to pump your breasts for breast milk, stop the giggles. You can include it. Birth control pills. We talked about bandages. If you have a rip-roaring rectal abscess that needed to be packed continually, and you had to keep buying packing for that, okay, I know this cost because whenever I have to repack people, I go through a lot of supplies. Breast reconstruction. Let's say you need to change your house to accommodate your home due to a disabled condition. You have to put in a doorway that's wider. You have to install railings. You have to move or modify electrical outlets. You have to modify the stairs. You have to maybe install a porch lift, modify the fire alarm, smoke detectors, tax deductible people. All right? If you have to change the grading of the ground, handrails, there should also be shower issues and things like that. All right? We got a lot more deductions to talk about, so don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We doing here? You know, all these lines that, but I gotta tell you something, you know, being a doctor like I am, I really kind of have a fondness for squares and numbers and adding machine sounds. I always loved numbers and addition and counting and money. So if I wasn't a doctor or a B-rated singer or a B-rated actress and everything else I try to be, I would probably on my list be an accountant. I love dealing with numbers and I love adding things up and saving money and figuring out the positives and the negatives of them. And I just think it's a little positive. It's just fun. All right. And then you throw parentheses in there. Oh my gosh. That really makes it exciting. It does. It does. No joke. Okay. The reason why we're spending so much time on this today is because many of you are doing your taxes and a lot of you do not deduct things that you could. And It's if you don't realize you could deduct them, you won't bring it up. You know, I don't think I have ever had an accountant bring these deductions up to me. And, you know, they should realize I've, you know, had medical issues, and I guess they just don't go there. So many of you will, you know, maybe they'll say, you know, did you have any surgeries this year? Did you? And if you say no, they may not go down that path because they may not think that you made that cutoff, that 10% of your adjusted gross income, when you could start deducting. Like I said, if you make $40,000 a year, if you spent $4,000 that year already on medical expenses, anything above that, you could start to deduct. If you're 65 or older, it's the 7.5% mark. Notice I didn't do the math for you because I like math, I'm just not good at it. So, we just talked about a lot of the changes you have to do in your house. Those are tax deductible. Okay? If you have a disabling condition, somebody's wheelchair bound, and you have to fix the house up, the car. Let's say you have to have special equipment in the car. Okay? Special hand controls. Tax deductible. Your chiropractor. These are in alphabetical order by publication 502 of the IRS.gov website. We talked about contact lenses, crutches, a Christian Science practitioner. You could include the medical expenses fees to pay for a Christian Science practitioner. You see, a lot of you guys didn't even realize this. Dental treatment. This is important. All right? You can include your cleanings. The prevention and alleviation of dental disease, they say. Preventative treatment includes the services of a dental hygienist or dentist for procedures as teeth cleaning. You know, a lot of us get sealants on the back of our teeth. You could count those. Fluoride treatments, x-rays, fillings, braces, extractions, dentures. Now, some of you are like, damn it, Dahlia, I didn't keep the receipt. No, the dentist will hopefully keep better records than you do. Okay? The dentist should have what you paid and be able to give you a receipt. I can't see how many patients are like, I need a copy of what I paid this year. I need a copy. We print the report. It's really easy to do. Okay? Don't forget, if you got your teeth cleaned this year, a lot of you spend hundreds of dollars easily on the dentist. That's a huge chunk. All right, if you had to have, let's say, you know, any CAT scans, MRIs, don't forget those. If we talked about drug addiction, et cetera, we talked eye surgery. This is interesting, guys. LASIK appears to be covered. You know how many thousands of dollars some of you spend on LASIK surgery? According to this, publication 502, they say any amount you pay for eye surgery to treat detective surgery, such as laser eye surgery or radial keratotomy. Fertility enhancement, fertility like in vitro fertilization. We talked about guard dogs. If you have to go to a health institute because your doctor told you to go there. They say certain HMO. Premiums. Now, for your insurance premiums, this is important. If your employer is helping pay your insurance premium, no. But if you are not using employer premiums and you are self-insured and you are insuring your own self and your own business, tax deductible. That's very, very important. You need to get that looked at. Talked about hospital. Okay, so here we go. Insurance premiums. They say you can include in medical expenses insurance premiums you pay for policies that cover medical care, like your x-rays, prescription drugs, insulin, dental care, contact lenses, long-term care. Long-term care is a biggie. Now, the health coverage tax credit. During 2013, they say you were an eligible trade adjustment assistant recipient or a pension benefit guarantee corporation pension recipient. You got to fill out a couple forms. That could give you a tax credit. All right. Do not put any of the insurance premiums paid by an employer-sponsored health plan, okay? You're not allowed to use that. HRAs, they say if you have medical expenses that are reimbursed by the HRA, unfortunately, you can't also take a deduction on that. If the HRA was supplied by the employer. If you, though, did a self-HRA, that could be another story. Okay? All right. They go into Medicare B, C, D, supplemental insurance. You may be able to with your Medicare B deduct the premiums for that. Same thing with Medicare D. Okay? Unused sick leave used to pay premiums. Now, this is interesting. Okay? There is a value of your unused sick leave. Did you guys even realize? You know how much money this could add? to that deductible amount, okay? They say you must include a gross income cash payment you receive at the time of retirement for unused sick leave. You must also include, oh, I see, okay. I think what that means, and again, I'm sorry, I'm not an accountant. I think what that means is, unused sick leave, it's not so much when you had to call in sick and you didn't have sick leave, you get to deduct that. Although I think you could. I'd say check that out. That has to do with, I apologize, boy, am I screwing this one up. That has to do with you getting your unused sick leave as a bonus. Never mind. Okay. Now, you cannot include life insurance policies. You cannot, let's say, some of these disability policies, you may not be able to include the premiums. Again, those you have to double check. Non-dependents. This is interesting. Many of you ask me, look, I'm taking care of mom. What can I, you know, what can I write off? They say you cannot deduct any additional premium you pay as a result of including on your policy someone who is not a spouse or a dependent. All right. But you can deduct the additional premium if the child, who you do not claim as a dependent, okay, because of the rules of children of divorce or separated parents or whatever, any person you have claimed as a dependent on your return, and that person, I guess, received $3,900 of gross income. I know this kind of sounds all jumbled, but this is kind of important. And then any person you could have claimed as a dependent, except that you were, this, you know what, this has to do with the joint filing, but there are certain dependents that qualify. You need to look that up, because then you could add those medical expenses to your total amount. Again, I apologize. I'm not an accountant with this, but this is cool stuff. I did have an accountant on. Last year we had, oh my gosh, he's a friend of the family. He is so sweet. He has a radio show. I can't think of his name. I apologize. He, amazing. He's my friend's father. And Paul Newman. And he is an accountant. And he went through these. The only thing is he started to talk much about the tax law, and I just wanted to just quickly run through what you could deduct. We talked about lodging, we talked about your car, the car mileage, extremely important. Your meals, sometimes the cost of meals at a hospital you could use. But you can't use the meals if you're going to a medical conference, okay? Medicines. Some medicines are tax deductible, some aren't. I don't think medical marijuana is. You need to double check that, all right? Osteopaths, you could write off. Oxygen, you could write off. A lot of you guys, oxygen. A pregnancy test kit. If you went and bought an over-the-counter pregnancy test kit, save the receipts. You could use that. Certain special education like Braille, certain occupational therapy. If you had to travel somewhere with the child because they had a cleft lip, needed speech therapy, you could use that. Sterilization procedures. You could include a vasectomy. How many of you have had vasectomies? All right, incredible stuff. Okay, so the mileage rate, real quickly, 24 cents a mile you could deduct. Driving to and from doctors. Important. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are also live on iHeart. Please check us out at iHeart. Just type in The Dr. Dahlia Show or Dr. Dahlia, and you'll see me. Ah, that's me. I'm like, hi. That's me. Yep. And then you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime, plus podcasts, etc. Of course, GCN Live, phenomenal website. has all our shows, podcasts, archives even. So plenty of places for you to get the Dr. Dahlia Show. Randy from Traverse City wanted me to talk about how to save money with all these medical expenses we just discussed that you can deduct. He wants me to talk about are there any ways to save money so you don't have to spend on the medical expenses to begin with. Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I obviously nothing I'm as prepared for as I was with that tax topic. See how prepared I was? Oh, and I got to tell you, Pete Newman, I had a brain fart. Pete Newman, known as the Tax Man, he has a radio show in Kansas City. Phenomenal source, wealth of information. So I urge you to look him up. In Kansas City, he's called the Tax Man. And he gives a lot of good advice, very, very up to date on the medical tax law, the tax codes, with the Affordable Health Care Act. The changes implicit in that, whether it has to do with your house or medical, etc. And so I just had to give a shout out to him because I had a brain fart on his name. Pete Newman, not Paul Newman. Paul Newman's sexy, by the way, but this was Pete Newman. Okay. Now, so then how to save money. I mean, I just listed, and I didn't even get through all of them, all the different ways you guys are spending money throughout the year. You're spending money on the dental. You're spending money on the crutches and the medications and the bandages and the lancets and the needles and the gas to go to the doctor and the mileage to go to the doctor. And then the time off work. That's something that I didn't see listed there, but something I want you guys to check into. You know, time off work, needing to, you know, the loss of wages. Are you able to deduct that? That I can't venture to say, but you know, when you kind of look at that, here I am getting all excited that you could deduct so much of that and you could hopefully get some money off your taxes and get some tax breaks for it. But you know, like Randy said, those are a lot of expenses. How do you save on that? Okay. Well, first and foremost, the one thing I learned, okay, is it's a hell of a lot cheaper to buy your medical supplies at a Walgreens, Walmart, drugstore type, Costco, Sam's Club, than to order them online at a medical supply center. I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, as a doctor, I have a great medical supply company that seems to have very good rates, but I got to tell you, what I spend on bandages and stuff through them, I could pretty much just go to Walmart. And a lot of times I do. If I need to get some extra bandages, or I need to get some vinegar, or I need to get some isopropyl alcohol, I'll run down to Walmart if I have to, you know. So you know, one way to save money is if you do need certain medical supplies, just price shop, okay? Because you could get things cheaper in bulk and a lot of times at your drugstore than you could when something is called medical supply. We also talked about medications, how to save money on medications, okay? Knowing what's on your formulary, making sure it's not a medication that could put you at risk. Like, for example, if you you know, are on a blood pressure medicine and they don't cover it, yet a cheaper alternative is suggested, maybe like a diuretic, and you don't really need the diuretic, you know, things like that. But if there is a generic substitute that can do the same, you're going to save money. I mean, I hate to see the pharmaceutical industry fall because of this, because we really need them for R&D, but I do understand that that's a hell of a way to save money. All right. The cutting pills in half. Many of you ask me about cutting the pills in half. You need to be careful. There are some medications you could cut in half and be fine. You know, like some of you who take an Ambien at night and you cut it in half, or you take, let's say, your sertraline, Lexapro, some of your antidepressants, you'll take the higher dose. Some of you will ask for the 100 milligram dose. You could cut it in half for the 50. I understand that you do that. If it's, as long as your doctor says it's okay and it's managing your symptoms and you don't have a severe case of what you have, of anxiety, depression, etc., that could be fine. Same thing with cholesterol. All right. If you want a 40 milligram pill that you could cut in half to equal a 20 milligram cholesterol pill, if you're a stable cholesterol patient and you pretty much have a good pill cutter, some medications, it could be 52%, 48%. Heart medications, blood pressure medications, I don't recommend that. All right. Are for our diabetics, If you're a brittle diabetic, very severe diabetic, I don't recommend that. But if you're taking something just to kind of help increase your insulin resistance, et cetera, and it's non-capsule, that's a great way to save money. Coupons. There's a lot of coupons that the pharmaceutical companies now are putting out so they could compete with the generic market. All right? So I'm seeing some people are getting generic medications for $20 a month. Yet some of these pharmaceuticals will lower your copay to $10 a month. You've got to find the coupons. You know, I was never a coupon person because I never wanted to spend money buying the paper, you know, to get coupons and cut them out, etc. And I have now come to learn that before I buy anything or go anywhere, I go online to find a coupon. And it kills me to think that there are just two-for-one deals out there. And here I was at like a full, paying full price. So check for coupons. All right. Lavazza, for example, some of you love Lavazza. It's the pharmaceutical fish oil that helps with your triglycerides. You love it. You're happy with it, but insurance isn't paying for it anymore. Check for the coupons. We had one of our callers yesterday was talking about how the Zetia isn't covered. Merck may have coupons for that. Or first prescription you pay for, the next three prescriptions free. I don't know. So there's all these deals now. You know, that's the one good thing about a recession is sometimes you start to see the market correct where it has to allow for you guys to purchase certain things. Now, of course, prevention is key. Okay, if you don't become the diabetic, you're going to be saving money, all right? If you, you know, don't go snowboarding and dislocate your shoulder or break your wrist, that's going to save you some money, okay, hands down. So there's obviously ways to save money that way. But, if one of you had asked me about specialists versus family doctors or internists or primary care, if you go to a specialist, it's more expensive, so can your family doctor do X, Y, and Z? I have seen many times that the specialist can actually save you money. And this is something we need to spend some time talking about when we have more time. But, for example, let's say you have a doctor like me. Okay? I know. My condolences. Let's say you get stuck with a doctor like me. And I have a patient who has, you know, some chronic knee issues. Okay? Well, you know, I was trained, you know, you don't start injecting things and you don't start, you know, having physical therapy kind of mash on it until you know what's going on and do the MRI. Yet some of your specialists may be really, really comfortable and not feeling so litigiously vulnerable and say, look, if you don't want to do the MRI, that's fine. I'll inject you. All right. Here's some, you know, therapy at home. If it doesn't get better, come back and then we'll MRI and we'll do more formal physical therapy. So sometimes, you know, the specialists may actually be a great avenue for some less expensive care depending on how vulnerable they are to lawsuits, okay? See, if your family doc, all right, messes something up, one of the first things they say in the court is, why the hell didn't he or she refer you out? They should have referred you to a specialist. This was beyond their scope. Well, it's not beyond my scope. I've done knee injections. I've taken care of this. Have you performed total knee arthroplasties? Have you, and you're like, come on. And so a lot of doctors, since they know if there's any sort of, and maybe the knee isn't the best example, but like, you know, for example, chest pain. Chest pain is probably a really good example. If you come into your internist or family doctor with chest pain, they're going to do full court press. But your cardiologist, if you've been seeing for a while, they'd be like, I know you. I've checked your heart. We don't have to panic. See what I mean? Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.